Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, folks, I got a little bit of a late start tonight. I was doing something else and kind of got messed up here and suddenly realized it was after 7 o'clock and it was time for me to start my show. Sorry about being late here. I still have not got things opened up. I still have not got things done the way that I needed to have them done in order for me to do my show. I was going to do some audio clips because there were a few things that I really wanted to play, but I never got those done. From the border crisis to the jobs report, Biden is woefully inept and out of touch with anything that resembles reality. And so are his supporters, who seem to think that everything he is doing is great. It isn't, and it is destroying this once great nation. From Western Journal comes this one that shows just how inept he really is. And I just dropped my phone, but I think it's to be fine. September's underwhelming jobs report showed minuscule gains that fell under 300,000 short of predictions. But if you listened to President Joe Biden on Friday, you would have thought the report was a great win for the country, which is, just shows how out of touch he really is. He said, quote, "The monthly totals bounce around, but if you take a look at the trend, it's solid. In total, the job creation in the first 8 months of my administration is nearly 5 million jobs. Jobs up, wages up, unemployment down, that's progress," unquote. As usual, with the Biden administration, those numbers are taken completely out of context, with all the necessary context taken into account. The jobs report looks more like a regression than progress. As, according to CNBC, America lost over 22 million jobs in March and April of 2020. That was, of course, due to the onset of the coronavirus pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns. Since then, CNBC's data shows about 17.3 million jobs gained, but about 5 million of which have come during the 5 million of which came during the Biden administration. This means the U.S. economy is still regaining jobs from before the pandemic. Nearly 5 million lost jobs have yet to be recreated. The term job creation is, in this case, misleading. The gains under Biden have largely been thanks to the return of jobs created before he took office, not new jobs he actually created himself. No matter who was in office after the lockdowns, America was going to see jobs gains amid a recovery from an artificial downturn. However, Biden's senseless economic policies have actually made that recovery much more sluggish than anyone expected. Dow Jones estimated 500,000 jobs would be created in the month of September. Instead, non-farm payrolls rose by a measly 194,000. Kyle Martinson of the Republican National Committee noted on Twitter that despite Biden's dishonest characterization, his jobs plan has been disastrous. As for the unemployment rate, it dropped to 4.8% in September, down from 5.2% from a month prior. According to CNBC, that rate was the lowest since February of 2020. The outlet failed to mention that unemployment in February 2020 was just 3.5% under former President Donald Trump before the pandemic. Unemployment had stayed at or below 4% since January 2018. And since Biden took office, tens of thousands of people have lost their jobs because of what he's doing. And unemployment is that low? I don't think so. Biden's claim that increased wages are a sign of progress is dishonest as well. Companies have been forced to offer outrageously high wages because they cannot find voters. For example, WGN-TV reported in July that a McDonald's restaurant in Belmont, North Carolina was offering up to $20 an hour for new employees. That's in a state where the minimum wage is $7.25. Some leftists who want the minimum wage raised anyway see this as a good thing, which is stupid, folks. What these people don't understand is that McDonald's is one of the few businesses that can afford to pay people $20 an hour to flip burgers. The local mom-and-pop restaurant that is already struggling to recover from unnecessary lockdown does not have that same luxury. If this trend continues, only huge franchises will survive. Small businesses will need to be forced to close. Furthermore, the reason McDonald's has to offer $20 an hour is at least partly because of the Biden administration's propensity to throw money at everyone. With the increased unemployment handouts in Biden's stimulus plans, businesses were forced to compete for workers not just among themselves, but also against the government. Most of those expanded benefits finally expired in September, CBS News reported, but the effects are still being seen across the country. The bottom line is that Biden painted a deceptive picture of the job market on Friday. Many Americans will take his comments at face value without understanding the context around them. The Biden administration has set the country on a dark path in many ways, and that includes the economy. It's time for the president to start addressing the issue instead of pretending it's not there, a trend that he has been on since the beginning when he said that Trump's economy was the worst one ever, and we still have more than 3 years left of this phony. Welcome to the show today. I have not opened up the chat room. I'm not sure if I'm going to tonight because I am running late. I've got some things that I have to do later, so I'm only going to do a one-hour show. But welcome to the show. And if you want to call in, be on the show. The number is 646-478-5284. And we will be right back.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to take.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, eat chicken.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back. Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We are glad that you are here with us. The news yesterday was former President Bill Clinton was admitted to the hospital. From the Epic Times comes this one. Former President Bill Clinton has been admitted to the hospital with a non-COVID-related infection, but is on the mend, according to his spokeswoman or spokesman. His spokesman, Angel Arena, said in a statement late on Tuesday that Clinton, 75, was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center that evening. He is on the mend, in good spirits, and incredibly thankful to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. The former president's doctors, Alpesh Armin and Lisa Bardak, said in a statement, joint statement, that Clinton has been administered IV antibiotics and fluids and remains hospitalized for continuous monitoring. Dr. Amin is chair of medicine at UC Irvine Medical Center, and Dr. Barback is Clinton's personal primary physician. After 2 days of treatment, his white blood cell count is trending down, and he is responding to antibiotics well, the doctor said, noting that the medical team has been in constant communication with Clinton's medical team based in New York, including his cardiologist. Now, the thing that we have here is Clinton is not someone who was a great president. He is a Democrat. He is a liberal. But that right there is where most Republicans and most Democrats completely change. And they change because the Democrats, if it was a Republican who'd been put into the hospital like that, would probably say, well, it'd be cool if he died. Democrat Republicans don't do that. Democrats, they do. And they seem to want to inflict wishes of death on anybody who is a conservative and who has gone into the hospital. If you'll remember, back when Rush Limbaugh went into the hospital, there were many on the left who were saying, oh, good, he's in the hospital. Maybe he'll die. Well, they got their wish. He did. But the problem with that is you don't want to wish anybody dead. I don't care who it is. I don't care what they've done to this country. If Biden ended up in the hospital, I would not wish him to die. I would wish him to get better and return to health as quickly as possible. He would have prayers sent. He would have prayers sent for him to get better. Whereas if it was Trump
who was in the hospital. And if you'll remember, when Trump got COVID, a lot of the Democrats were gleeful over this. They were thinking, oh boy, we're going to finally get rid of this man. That is how the Democrats think today. You don't have to think that way when it comes to the people on the other side of the aisle. And one of the things that the Democrats are doing right now is pushing parenting right out of the picture. Now, I found a thing on Facebook the other day that was originally dated February 19th of 2020. And it is something that the world doesn't believe, but if you want your children to grow up and be godly and know right from wrong and do right instead of wrong, this is one of the things that needs to be done for them and be done for them by all parents. Why? I can say it in four words, folks, to keep them safe. And here's what it is. It starts with a photo of an iPhone plugged in on a counter. Okay? The phone belongs, now here's what the thing said. The phone belongs to my 14-year-old daughter. It's charging on my kitchen counter. At 9 p.m. every single night, her phone shuts itself down and she brings it in here. Why? That's how I keep her safe. That phone is free of social media. She has an app that allows her to chat with a handful of friends and family, and I know every person she talks to, and I check her phone and messages regularly. Why? That's how I'm keeping her safe. My nearly 12-year-old son asked me 2 days ago if I would connect his PS4 to the internet so he could play with his friends outside of the house, and I said no. He had a persuasive argument. It was filled with many things I agree with him about. Unfortunately, the good does not outweigh the bad, so I stuck with the original no. Why? It's how I'm keeping him safe. These devices, left unchecked, will allow people into our homes at any hour of any day. There is no escape. And I've created this home to be an escape. It's a safe place for my family, for my children. No matter what happens out in the world, I want this house to be their respite, their safe haven, their fortress. Opening the door to unrestricted internet access allows anyone to enter our home at any time. I'm locking that door. When it comes to internet access here, there is zero privacy. Zero. I've listened to arguments about privacy, and I've not heard a single one that made me rethink the safety of my children. It's not only their physical safety that we are called to guard. We must guard their hearts, their eyes, and their ears until they can make their own rational decisions. You see, folks, what this is all about here? I'm doubling down rather than easing up on this issue. Why? Because I've read countless stories of parents who wish they could undo what's been done. There are children sending pictures and videos and other sexual content of themselves to friends online. And it's not happening out there somewhere. It's happening in good, solid Christian homes. It's happening right under our noses. The fallout of this crisis is yet to be seen. Our boys are exposed to sexual content and pornography years earlier than their fathers, and consequences are immeasurable. Parents, educate yourself on the long-term damage to early pornography exposure. I know the old adage is bring comfort. You know, boys will be boys. But I call bull on that. We are excusing life-altering behavior by assuming that it's just boys just what boys do. No longer is it magazine photos of girls they will never meet. It's nude pictures of girls in their schools. This is not fear-mongering or helicopter parenting, or it's simply common sense. Check the phones. Monitor their online presence. If you allowed social media, make sure you're one of their most engaged followers. They probably won't like that. You'll get some pushback. Parent anyway. I tell my children all the time, I'm not here to make friends. It's okay with me if this makes you unhappy. Why? It's how I'm keeping them safe. And this was written by a parent. Her name was Jen Kish. And all I can say on this one is, now isn't that the truth? Now I know the world doesn't agree. But if you look at the kids growing up today, you will see the wisdom in the words of this article. Because it isn't being done, and there's no respect for anything but them. And they haven't earned it yet. Respect is something that needs to be earned, folks, before it is given. It's not just given out willy-nilly to everybody just because they demand, I want respect. If your kids say, I want respect, tell them, okay, then earn it. Now, like I said, this flies in the face of how the world wants us to teach and raise our children. But what do you want? A good, godly, and well-behaved child? Or do you want children who think that disrespecting parents and people in authority is the way to go? Do you think that carrying guns to school is the way to go? Do you think them growing up with no respect for human life or any other life is the way to go? If you do, then follow the world and what they think, and you will get all that and more. As a parent, it is your choice. Be a friend to your children while growing up, or be a parent. You cannot do it both ways. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Okay, we are back. Last Saturday at my church, my pastor gave his rant on what the government and the governor of this state is doing to us and the things we need to start doing to stop this insanity that is going on in this world. And it has to be done starting locally before you can head nationally to get it done. That is where most today go wrong. And that is, here in New Mexico, I am actively working to help oust the tyrant of a governor that we have, or the tyrant of a mayor that we have here in Albuquerque. And I'm also going to be working to get rid of the tyrant of a governor we have here. And we have great constitutional conservatives running for both offices. I think there's something like 7 Republicans who are running against MLG in this next election for governor. And we have to do this because this state has gone through a liberal time and hasn't had the total destruction needed to get them out yet. But it is coming. And I am on the front lines working to help make that so. You have heard me talking and plugging for Eddie Aragon here in Albuquerque, who is the only true Republican running for mayor. There are actually 4 with a write-in of Sias, I guess. I can't remember his first name. But we have Keller, who is the incumbent and the Democrat mayor, who is not popular right now. We have Manny Gonzalez, who has been the sheriff, says he is a Republican, but he isn't. He has a momentum right now, but would be better than Keller, but he is not the good one for the job. Aragon now has been slapped with an ethics thing that I can't see passing because it is nothing but liberal fluff, because Gonzalez got slapped with one and got fined last month. Keller has had much against him, so they are ganging up on Aragon to hurt him, which should let us all know he is scaring the powers that be. Which, if you look at it the right way, with your eyes wide open and not shut, you'll see this. On the state level, the Republican who is running that would be a great governor is Louis Sanchez. But there are actually 7 Republicans running, and any one of them would be better than our current tyrant in office, Grisham. And I've got a big thing about her later, and it's all about the crap that she's been doing that's illegal. She is just like every Democrat running for office and in office statewide and nationwide is doubling down on their destructive policies that should let all of us know that they care nothing for the safety of the citizens of our country. Oh no, instead they care only about the things they themselves can do to them. Here in New Mexico, Grisham is making sure that no border wall is being built. She is bringing in Afghan refugees and illegals like they are the new Americans who need to be protected. To hell with the rest of us who belong here. And the sad part of all this is it is going on in the national spotlight, too. Biden has been doubling down on his destructive policies while gas prices continue to rise, and he is promising even more. The media continues to lie. They lie that unemployment is low, yet every day we hear of more and more people losing their jobs, and the September jobs report was dismal at best, while Biden touted how successful and great it was. Of course, to him, it is a step in the right direction, because there is no way this much destruction to America could be done in 9 months unless it was deliberate. And this destruction has been deliberate from the beginning in January. And the liberals are unified in their destroy America and destroy the American people agenda. And the sooner we, as Americans all realize that war has been declared on us, the sooner we can fix this. Because, my friends, it is up to us. Because without us, folks, this nation is pretty much gone. But we have a fairly good show in line for you this weekend, as our show is probably the only show on CNN that will air. This weekend is Vince's birthday, and we here at NWCR wish to wish him a very happy birthday. And we also want to extend our hopes that Bing's wife recovers from her break that happened to her soon. So we've got both of them in our prayers. That is the reason why Bing's show has not been online the past bunch of weeks. I think it's been about 5 weeks since he's had a show. But what happened there was his wife broke, I think she fractured an ankle or something like that. And Bing has had to spend his time making sure that she is being taken care of and that everything that she needs is being done for her. So that's the reason why his show hasn't been online. But as I pursue the news of the day, I keep coming back to the articles that should be telling all of us Americans that we have a war declared on us by our own government. They are intent on bringing in illegals and enemies who are not vetted or checked out. And war has been declared on us from the left. They seem to think that we are too stupid to care for ourselves, so we must have them tell us what to do without giving any thought to the fact that, hey, they are our employees, not the other way around, as so many of them believe is what they are there for. Most all in government think that they are the ones in charge. Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Harris. Harris, by the way, has been non-existent for the past several, at least months now. But now, they and the government are getting away with changing the rules on us and debunking the Constitution and our laws so that they can get what they want with no consequences, and for the most part, we the people have allowed it. The problem as I see it is we are allowing it, and my friends, as long as we allow it, it is going to continue and get worse and worse until all of our freedoms are gone and so is our Constitution. Then, folks, we are screwed. And we do not seem to be getting anywhere near stopping this insanity from the government, both local and federal. And they have their agenda. Mark my words here. It is to destroy our freedoms and liberties, nothing more. Oh, yes, there is a little bit more to be in control of all of us. But the news coming out today is from all over the world. A member of parliament was stabbed to death in a hospital for a procedure, which is always a bad thing, folks. The person who did the killing is in custody, which is a good thing. Now, we have got to start thinking that life is sacred and we've got to stop killing each other. There is killing that is condoned. But not just to go out and kill somebody just because they believe different than you or something stupid like that. And this is one of those things that was done just for stupidity. The people and groups behind the donations that I'm going to be talking about next, folks, speaks volumes about what their character is and their agendas. And there are then, like MLG of New Mexico does, she uses her funds illegally. Case in point, Lujan Grisham is truly an embarrassment to the citizens of New Mexico. Our state and our citizens deserve better than this narcissistic idiot. audit the 2020 election in our state, and you will find all kinds of improprieties. If she cheats with the donations, which she is doing, she probably cheats in elections too, like Biden. From the Pinion Post here in New Mexico, Finance Report, MLG received $10,400 from Pelosi, paid daughter more cash for cosmetics. And this was written by the Pinion Post on October 14th. The Washington, D.C. swamp is coming to bat for scandal-ridden alleged serial groper Michelle Lujan Grisham, governor of New Mexico, as she fights to stay in power following a calamitous tenure. Other than an economic catastrophe caused by Lujan Grisham, leading to at least 40% of the small businesses being crushed here in the state, millions of dollars have vanished from public agencies, and her administration has seen some of the highest turnover in state history, with over 24 cabinet members jumping ship. Now, as she faces tough opposition from seven declared Republican candidates, one of whom I have talked about here on this show, and I talked about him a few minutes ago, Louis Sanchez, who goes to my church, and they all aim to take her out. Lujan Grisham's buddies in Washington, though, are coming to her rescue. Of course they do. Of course they are. They don't care that New Mexico is floundering because of her. That is what they want. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California gave the governor a maxed out donation of $10,400 from her reelection fund, while Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, gave her $2,500 from his campaign account. Representative Philemon Vella Jr., Democrat of Texas, gave Grisham $10,000. Representative Julia Brownlee, Democrat of California, gave her $1,000. Representative Andy Kuster, Democrat of New Hampshire, gave her $1,000. Representative Lucille Roybal-Allard, Democrat of California, gave her $1,000, while Representative Mark Vesey, Democrat of Texas, gave her $1,000. Attorney General Hector Balderas' political campaign gave her $10,400, and Governor J.R. Pritzker, Democrat of Illinois, gave her two donations of $10,400. And folks, that is not all. Big Pharma RMA gave Lujan Grisham $5,000, while Johnson & Johnson PAC gave her $5,000. Deloitte Political Action Committee gave her $10,000. Marijuana company owned by former Bernalillo County Sheriff Darren White, Pure Life, gave her $10,000, $10,400 respectively, while the pro-abortion group Emily's List gave her $9,400. Marathon Oil. Now, this one surprised me, but Marathon Oil gave Lujan Grisham $4,600 and $10,400, despite the governor being rabidly anti-oil and gas and signing New Mexico's Green New Deal and Energy Transition Act. The Democrat Governors Association, or the DGA, which Lujan Grisham chairs, now we got to remember this one, she chairs this organization, gave her two donations of $10,400, which appears to be a conflict of interest since she apparently has oversight on the DGA's expenditures, which just so happened to benefit her. Also included in this report is a donation of $480 to her daughter's beauty endeavor, Beauty by Erin Grisham. But the expense is listed as an office expense. Pinion Post founder and editor John Block filed an ethics complaint in May against the governor for her use of campaign funds for hair and makeup, a direct violation of state law. In previous campaign reports, Lujan Grisham listed the hair and makeup payments as, quote, media preparation, unquote. In a June 1st, 2021 sworn affidavit from Dominic Gabello, Lujan Grisham's former staffer and campaign consultant, he claimed the latest payment of $480 in April was for the governor's State of the State address, which does not appear to fall in line with the purported description of the expenditure, which the governor's campaign reported as office expenditures. The Ethics Commission has yet to make a final determination on the ethics complaint, but Lujan Grisham had multiple setbacks after the commission characterized her lawyer's arguments defending the misuse of funds as unconvincing, denying the campaign's request for a dismissal of the complaint. Lujan Grisham paid $150,000 in campaign funds to a sexual accuser, James Hallinan, which I have talked about, who she had poured water over his crotch and then groped him. She claims to be innocent, but most innocent people do not pay off their sexual accusers with hush money, especially to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars in donors' money. And all I can say on that is amen to that. I am working on the campaign of Luis Sanchez, and I'm going to be working with him to help him to unseat her, and I'm going to have him on this show as soon as I possibly can. And he wants to help to unseat her and her completely corrupt administration and bring back life to this state, which she has totally destroyed. And on top of this one, we have our own Eddie Aragon, who has now had an ethics charge thrown against him by Keller of Albuquerque and Manny Gonzalez, who are both running against him. There is nothing to this allegation, but because Manny had been fined for ethics violations a few weeks ago and Keller is none too clean himself, they are scared of Aragon and now have decided that he needs to have an ethics charge leveled against him. They are messing with the wrong person here because Eddie Aragon is working honestly and doing everything he needs to do to be on the ballot, something the other two worked almost overtime to keep from happening. Why? Because they are scared to death of Aragon, who has the best ideas out there, and they've had three debates so far, and Aragon won all three of them. But if Aragon wins, all the work that the Democrats have put forth to destroy this nation, of course the states like New Mexico that is reeling under the attacks from the left that has got this state poorer because of the 40% plus of small businesses that have been destroyed by MLG, they're running scared. And then to top this off, in England today, conservative, and I talked about this a little while ago, England Conservative Member of Parliament David Arness was stabbed to death in a hospital. Even hospitals aren't safe for conservatives anymore, huh? It seems like every time something happens in this nation, we have to try to look at what is going on, what is happening, and then we have to try and decide, is the left really that scared of the right? Is the left really that scared of what the right is bringing to the table? And they should be, because the left, since Clinton, has been doing everything that they can to throw this country into the dumpster while it is on fire. A lot of the stuff that's going on today makes this country a dumpster fire. And it's not going to go away until we, the people, wake up and start doing something about this and start changing the way that this nation is being run. Now, it's like I said, I was not going to do much more than an hour-long show today. I'm already at the top of the hour for the next hour. And I'm going to go just a little bit farther because I have, you know, like I said, I got in here about 10 minutes late. But what is going on in this country is really hurting this nation. We need to do everything we can to try and set this ship back upright and if we don't, look at what's going on daily here. Daily, folks, we are losing our freedoms. We are losing our Constitution. We are losing our laws. And until we start to change, start to pull back and start to fight against these politicians like MLG and Biden, and I won't say Harris anymore because she's been totally non-existent for about the past month. I haven't seen her do anything. So she's probably down in the basement living down there with Joe Biden. When things go wrong and things start to turn against them, they both hide down in the basement. And that is something I don't even want to think about because that's just gross anyway. But where has she been? We'll see pictures of her with Biden, but we never hear from her right now. She's supposed to be the border czar. But where has she been? The border has been a mess. Texas is now building on the fence down there. They're paying for it themselves. The federal government is trying to stop them. Why? There are states like Florida and North Dakota and South Dakota that's trying to help Texas build this wall. And it's turning out not quite as big as Trump's wall was, but it's a Trump-like wall. The way we have to look at this, folks, is any wall is going to be better than no wall at all. Because we do have to save this nation. Because if we don't, things are going to get worse before they get any better. And so far, they're not going to get better by a long shot. And that is where we have to start looking, folks. Now, I like I said, I know I'm not going to be here too much tonight. I am in the process right now of changing my show from Monday to Friday. I want to go back to Fridays because now my wife is not working. She is doing jewelry, doing earrings and things like that. And she's going to try and get her business for that going. And I'm going to be doing an ad for that. As soon as I can get an ad put together for it, I'm going to be playing it here. Next couple of weeks, I'm hoping I will have Louis Sanchez on here to talk about the coming race for governor, of which he is part of. I am also in the process of trying to get Eddie Aragon here on this show. And I know I haven't, last week my show went the full 2 hours. Everything was just fine with it, except for my microphone, which didn't seem to work very well last week. And I have listened to the show, and it was constantly breaking up, coming in, going in, fading in and fading out. I've got myself a new microphone this week, and I'm going away from the microphone that I had, you know, the big one that I use for my updates. That it works fine, except for through here on Blog Talk Radio. For some reason, on this format, it doesn't work. It breaks in and out, breaks, you know, it does all kinds of things. And so I've gone to using a Bluetooth earpiece that works with my phone. And I've got a new phone, so this actually might turn out even better, because now I can, and I'm not with Metro PCS anymore. With Metro PCS, I could not direct call in as a host to my show because it was outside the area that I could call. And the thing that was really weird about that is that I could call the guest call-in number. That one worked. But I couldn't call in to my host call-in number. And since then, I have changed to Xfinity. I have gotten a brand new phone out of that, which seems to work better with the earpieces. The other one didn't. And so right now I am on a earpiece for my phone. I use my microphone for my daily updates because it works really good there. But here on Blog Talk Radio, it doesn't, and I'm not exactly sure why. But this one, hopefully this one will work out good. Like I said, I was going to do a two-hour show tonight, and things just got totally away from me when it comes to what I needed to do, because I didn't get any of my updates done or any of my audios done. I'm sorry. I'm kind of and our heat still is not on in this apartment. It's gotten kind of cold the past couple of nights, and we bought some stuff for the fireplace, so we've been burning the fireplace tonight. And that kind of kept me out of here for a while, so that's one of the reasons why tonight just didn't seem to work out really well for the show. But I will be back next week, and with next week, I will be on Friday, and that happens, I think I'm going to stick and stay with Fridays from now on. Tomorrow, we will not have a show for Black by Color Only, like I'd said at the beginning of the show. Tomorrow is Vince's birthday, and he is taking the time off, and I don't blame him. I hope he has the best birthday that he has ever had. Him and his wife, I hope they do something really neat, and they get to go out and do what he wants to do. And I'm hoping that he has a great birthday. And like I said, Bing hasn't been around because his wife broke her foot. I'm trying to type here at the same time as I'm talking, and I don't do those kind of things well together. But we are in the process here of getting ourselves back together for doing our show on Fridays, and hopefully soon things will start picking up for CNM. I've got an ad here that I play most every show, that we are looking for new hosts to do a show here on CNM. And if you want to do a show on CNM, the call-in number for our to talk to me, well, I usually give out my email address, which is conservativenationmedia, all one word, no uppercase. Well, conservative starts with a C, and then nation starts with a capital M, N, and the media starts with a capital N, 2017@gmail.com. And if you get a hold of me through that and let me know what kind of show you want to do, and maybe if you have an MP3 that you can send along as a file, maybe we can get talking about maybe getting you on CNM. But we are doing everything we can, and we will be back next week with a full two-hour show. Like I said, I was going to do a full two-hour show tonight, but things just kind of got away from me, and I lost my track of time. So that is what's going on for tonight. But I will talk to you guys next week, and this is going to be probably the only show for the week this week. I'm not sure if Bing will be back. I know Vince will not be back tomorrow, and he won't be back the week after, but after that he'll be back. So I wish to say God bless you all. God bless us. God bless you, America. God bless our leaders. Hopefully they will start doing what is needed. And I will talk to you next week. God bless you all, and I'll see you all on Monday when I do my next update.
God bless you all, and I'll see you all next week. Monday through Thursday, I will have my updates, so they will be done this next week, and I will talk to you next week. God bless you all.